Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Forgiveness Workbook, Cultivate Compassion, Release Resentment, and Find Peace by Aline S. Cohen, PhD, is a guided self-help workbook focused on the emotional and relational work of forgiveness, written by a licensed marriage and family therapist. It is designed to be practical rather than purely theoretical, offering structured exercises and prompts to help readers work through anger, resentment, and disappointment. The book frames forgiveness as an intentional choice that supports healing and inner calm, not as forgetting harm, excusing behavior, or returning to the way things were. Across its chapters, the workbook aims to help readers understand what makes forgiveness difficult, identify the feelings and stories that keep resentment alive, and practice compassion in ways that reduce suffering. It is positioned for people who want step-by-step support to forgive someone else or themselves, improve emotional maturity, and build healthier patterns in everyday relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining forgiveness as release, not denial, a central contribution of the workbook is how it clarifies what forgiveness is and what it is not, rather than presenting forgiveness as an obligation or a moral performance. It is framed as a deliberate act of releasing resentment so that the injured person can regain emotional freedom. This distinction matters because many people resist forgiveness when they believe it requires forgetting, minimizing the injury, or restoring closeness with someone who is not safe or trustworthy. The workbook instead separates inner release from external reconciliation, helping readers see that they can work toward peace without erasing boundaries or pretending nothing happened. By focusing on what the reader can control, their interpretation, their emotional processing, and their next actions, the book encourages a realistic path forward. The exercises support reflection on why holding on to resentment can feel protective, and how that same strategy can also keep pain active. This reframing turns forgiveness into a practical skill for well-being rather than a verdict about whether the other person deserved it. Secondly, working with anger, resentment, and disappointment, the workbook treats anger and resentment as meaningful emotional signals rather than problems to suppress. Readers are guided to notice what these feelings point to, such as violated expectations, unmet needs, or broken trust, and to explore how disappointment can transform into long-term bitterness when it is not processed. Because resentment often persists through rumination and repetitive inner arguments. The book uses structured prompts to help readers map their emotional cycles and identify what keeps the grievance stuck. This approach supports emotional navigation instead of quick positivity, encouraging readers to acknowledge the full impact of what happened while gradually reducing the intensity of the emotional charge. The workbook format is especially suited to this goal because it invites repeated practice writing, checking in, and revisiting the same experience from different angles over time. And by building awareness of triggers and patterns, readers can start to respond with more intention in daily life, including in conflicts that are smaller but frequent, where resentment quietly accumulates. Thirdly, cultivating compassion and empathy as tools for change. Compassion is presented as a foundation for forgiveness, not as a demand to be overly sympathetic to harmful behavior. The workbook emphasizes empathy and loving kindness as practices that soften rigidity and reduce suffering, particularly when anger has narrowed a person's view of themselves and others. Through guided reflection, readers are encouraged to widen perspective, consider context, and recognize shared human imperfection, while still keeping their own experience valid. This can help decrease black and white thinking that fuels ongoing resentment. Importantly, compassion is also directed inward. The book supports self-compassion for the hurt person, acknowledging that forgiving can be difficult and that emotional pain often includes shame, self-blame, or regret about how one responded. Developing a kinder internal stance can reduce defensiveness and make room for clearer decisions about boundaries and repair. In this way, compassion becomes a practical psychological tool. It lowers emotional reactivity, supports more balanced thinking, and creates conditions where forgiveness is more achievable and less forced. Fourthly, daily practices and structured exercises for emotional maturity. The Forgiveness Workbook is built around actionable activities, quizzes, and guided prompts that translate big ideas into daily steps. This structure helps readers move from insight to behavior, which is crucial because forgiveness is often less about a single breakthrough and more about repeated choices over time. The book positions the process as a map toward more mature emotional functioning, meaning the ability to feel strongly without being controlled by those feelings, and to respond thoughtfully rather than reflexively. Exercises typically support clarity, such as identifying what the reader is holding on to, what they fear would happen if they let go, and what values they want to live by going forward. The practical emphasis can also help readers measure progress in real ways. like reduced rumination, improved sleep, calmer communication, or less emotional flooding when the event is remembered, because the book is a workbook. It is suited to people who want a guided path and tangible practices, including those who may be working alongside therapy or personal development routines. Lastly, forgiving yourself and improving relationships without losing boundaries, the workbook is relevant both for forgiving others and for self-forgiveness, which many readers find equally challenging. Self-forgiveness can be blocked by harsh self-judgment, perfectionism, or the belief that moving on is the same as escaping responsibility. A structured process can help readers acknowledge what happened, recognize lessons learned, and choose self-respect over ongoing self-punishment. On the relational side, the book supports healthier connections by helping readers reduce resentment that can leak into everyday interactions as sarcasm, withdrawal, or constant irritability. At the same time, it avoids equating forgiveness with returning to the old relationship dynamic. This is a key point for readers who fear that forgiving means allowing repeated harm. By focusing on emotional release and compassion while maintaining realistic expectations, readers can pursue peace without abandoning discernment. The overall result is a balanced stance, greater openness, and calm, paired with clearer boundaries and more intentional choices about contact, repair, and what kind of relationship is possible going forward. In conclusion, this workbook is best suited for readers who feel weighed down by resentment, lingering anger, or unresolved disappointment and want a practical way to move toward relief. It can also help people who struggle with self-blame or regret and want a structured path to self-forgiveness that does not ignore accountability. Because it is written by a licensed marriage and family therapist and presented as a series of exercises, it is especially useful for those who learn by doing, journaling, and revisiting ideas through guided prompts rather than reading a purely conceptual book. The benefits are primarily practical: improved emotional regulation, reduced rumination, clearer boundaries, and a more compassionate inner voice that supports calmer decision-making. Intellectually, it offers a grounded reframing of forgiveness as an intentional process aimed at well-being, not a requirement to reconcile or forget. What helps it stand out within the forgiveness and self-help category is its workbook-based structure and its emphasis on compassion and loving-kindness as trainable skills. Combined with an accessible, step-by-step approach that encourages daily practice toward peace and healthier relationships. If you would like to support Eileen S. Cohen, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.